Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth Drama.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word, and I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. And if you want to holler at us, call in number 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. We, of course, encourage you to go to our Smooth Drama site as well as social network with us on Twitter. I'm Smooth Drama. Follow me. I'll follow you back on my yearbook, Facebook, tagged. I'm Dick Hugger. Add me. I'll add you back. But as I say every week, and we know it's all true, you ain't really trying to holler at me no way. You really want to holler at my distinguished co-host, Miss 100%. Tell them where they can catch you at.
I'm distinguished tonight, huh?
Every night. What you talking about?
They can catch up with me, Miss 100%, spelled out on Facebook, Miss 100% at yahoo.com. Follow me on Twitter at 100%. That's it.
That's it?
Nice and simple, straightforward, just like me.
Straight to the point?
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of straight to the point, I don't know if you saw this, there's this woman who has a rare medical condition that she has two wombs and two vaginas. It's known as uterus. Now, hopefully I'm saying this right. If I'm saying it wrong, I'm sorry. Diddlefus. That sounds sexual. Diddlefus.
Diddle. Yeah, it does.
Anyway, this woman, Hazel Jones, 27 years old, saying that she has a double uterus, and unfortunately for her, when her mother got pregnant,
she gets her cycle. She gets two cycles for both vaginas.
Yeah,
that's what you were trying to say. I felt you were kind of uncomfortable. You know that means.
You know what? I'm not uncomfortable talking about vaginas.
But you're uncomfortable talking about menstrual cycle.
No, not at all. I can say menstrual cycle all day. Look, as a man.
Don't do that. Don't say it all day.
Hey, I'm saying as a man, it doesn't matter to me. I don't have one. There's no stigma to it. None of that. That's why I say women, y'all the stronger sex, because, you know, there's no way a man can bleed days in a row and live.
Yeah.
But I digress.
So two vaginas.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, she can get pregnant in each uterus.
Oh, that's pure hell. You know that?
No, I mean, and you think about it. It's almost like, you know how dogs can have, and get pregnant by different dogs? It's like, she could actually do that. If one man is in one vagina, another man's in the other vagina, she can be pregnant by two men. She's a medical marvel.
Yes, she really is. But I bet you she probably don't feel that way. She probably feels science project sometimes.
Well, I'm thinking that double menstrual.
Yeah.
The double menstrual cycle probably is not the lick.
Wow. I just want to see it, though.
Okay.
I do. Like, I would be amazed. Like, that would really amaze me to see it. I want to know what it looked like.
It probably looked like a vagina.
But it's two of them. Like, so, I mean, I only got one. So, I want to see, like, two together. Like, what it looked like.
Well, you know what you can do? Photoshop your vagina next to your vagina, and then you know what it looks like.
I'm pretty sure that's not what it looks like. That's kind of scary.
I'm saying, you know, if that's what it looks like. Too. Anyway, speaking of two
things.
I don't know if y'all remember, a while back we talked about Saddam's ass was going on sale. In what it was back a few months ago, there was a company, Treble Tap, who had a piece of the bronze statue. Yeah, and they had the ass part, and they were selling it for charity. Unfortunately, they withdrew it because it didn't meet its $250 lira reserve, $250,000 lira reserve.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, unfortunately, Jim Thorpe, the director of Treble Tap, was questioned over the company's plans to sell the bronze piece of ass. And they said that they were violating a UN order, Section 8 of their Iraqi UN order, where you can't sell cultural property.
So a statue of his ass is cultural property.
Yeah, because I'm thinking if it was cultural property, the folks in Iraq wouldn't have pulled the damn thing down in the first place.
They cut it in half.
Man, I mean, they pulled it down because they did not like him.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I don't think there's nothing cultural about a piece of Saddam's bronze ass.
And nobody wants it. His ass ain't worth a quarter.
Right. And the fact that homie might go to jail
over an ass.
Over a bronze ass that.
Over a piece of ass that don't nobody want.
Right.
It sound like some dumb dudes I know fighting over. Never mind. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm
we ain't gonna get into that. I just thought that them saying, oh, it was a cultural item was. No, it's not.
Right.
It's no more cultural item than my ass is.
Well, I mean, somebody would want it, like, you know, people that like to collect weird and crazy things, like the guy that said that he got Genghis Khan's penis in a jar.
Okay.
And sell it to him.
Right. But my point is, like, say you're friends with someone like that, and you walk in, and he's just got this 2-foot piece of bronze, and you're like, so, what's up, dog? What's that? He's like, oh, that I bought that for $250,000 at an auction. It's a piece of Saddam's bronze ass. Now, I asked the listener, and I asked you 100, would you not walk out? I mean, you, A, I got a call. My kids need me.
Yeah. Or I probably really like, you know, stage an intervention for dude or something like that. You have to be fucking crazy to do that.
Yes. Yeah, definitely stage an intervention because there's something wrong there. sort of like this man talking about setting up an intervention in my favorite state of Florida. Joshua Fletcher of Valrico, Florida. He was found with a camera on him that a number of pictures showing men urinating in the airport restaurant. I mean, restroom. My bad. And he had an address book with a hole in it where he was concealing the camera.
That's supposed to be funny, is it?
Well, I'm sure it's not funny to the guy whose picture he took.
Oh, I know they mad as hell. like nasty ass. I know he gets death threats.
Well, yeah, if they can find him.
Oh my god. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, like I said, only to us, because we're not in those pictures.
I mean, you talk about freak nasty. He's just nasty.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how could he. I mean, what is he doing? He's standing there and he's like got his address book camera and he's like snapping pictures of dudes. You know that whole, you know when somebody's staring at you?
Yeah.
And like in the bathroom, in the men's bathroom especially, no stalls, it's just like the urinals all next to each other. That's just uncomfortable to think that there's a guy who is just taking pictures. So everybody who was at that Florida airport is probably like, no!
He like, okay, you know how they say like, undercover gay or low-key gay or down-low gay or whatever. Like, that's really, really, like, secretly gay. Like, you so gay, you would want to take, you have to take pictures. Like, you don't even go up to talk to dudes or whatever.
I don't know if it's necessarily gay, but sick. I mean, he's secretly taking pictures. That's stalkerish.
That's stalkerish. You bottom of the barrel, like you a bottom feeder. Like that's just you. It's funny to me though. I can't stop laughing, but I know it's not really supposed to be funny, but I can't.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, funny to me is a former Navy man in El Cajon, California. I used to live there. Who got into a motorcycle crash with an auto dealer's courtesy shuttle, and it left him with his penis permanently shortened by more than an inch. And he was awarded $7.5 million.
Wow. Off,
like an inch and some.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know the first thing he did was went and got an operation.
Well, yeah, 7.5, you can afford.
Yeah, they call him Man Dingo now. He got a new name.
Yeah.
$7.5 million for an inch of a penis.
Hey, that's traumatic.
Yeah, some people need that itch though, so that extra itch, that's, you know.
All I know is that there is no man who is not cringing after hearing that. Like, you got into a crash and you look down and some of your penis is gone.
But see, where's the justice though? Because the one guy got his whole penis taken off without his permission and he gets nothing.
I tell you where the justice is. That guy came up in Kentucky. They don't care about penis in Kentucky like we care about our penis in California.
Okay.
See, that's all you need to know. You talk about, when they talk about liberal parts of the country, California,
yeah.
Where a man, they soon as they say, oh, he lost the inch or so of his penis, California dudes on the jury is like, give that man some money. In Kentucky, they like, he's not going to use it. We don't have sex down here in Kentucky anyway. That's different.
You shouldn't say stuff like that.
Hey, think about it. Kentucky, California. California, Kentucky. $7.5 million. Lose the case in Kentucky. A man cut your dick off without consent.
Yeah,
no need to say anything else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's a lucky guy. $7.5 million.
Yeah.
I grow one and you can cut an inch off of mine for $7.5 million. I don't know. I don't think I can grow one.
That's, yeah, true. See, but what you're saying? No.
Okay.
All right. Trust me on this. All the fellas is like, nah. Just did no. The trauma that homie had to go through because it was gone. that's all that can be said.
Okay.
Yeah, and my man Solo says, "Woo!" And on that note, we gonna go on break because we got to get the hell off this subject. This is Brand Nubian. One for all.
Yeah. One for all. It's all for one. I had a beat of swinging dollars if my name was David Ruffin. Quick to toast some MC just like an English muffin. Don't worry about a flame because the fool was never bluffing. I can take it from the wax. So then I take a puffin and I'm at. I wait until the ops do time and then I attack. But shit, I'm at.
One for all. This pop, 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 this p
together you got the smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Brand Nubians, One for All. One of the greatest hip hop albums going. Huh, it seems I have lost my co-host here. Oh, where has my co-host gone? Oh, where can she be? Anyway, right now we're about to get into our hater of the week, which is normally what we get into when we want to talk about the folks.
Please enjoy this caller tune while waiting for the person you are calling to answer.
In between, I'm going to get my co-host back on.
Hello.
Miss 100%.
Yes, I have no idea what's going on. I'm so sorry for the technical difficulties.
Oh, it's okay. It's all right. We have moved on. And right now... We are jumping into our haters of the week.
Okay. Well, okay, you can go right ahead.
Yes, well, I know for me, my hater of the week, it was real easy, actually. I remember when you asked the question, why was everyone going crazy over Lil' Kim crying, folks falling out in the street. I'm like, I know nobody didn't love him like that. I mean, his own son wasn't falling out in the street like that. But all the population was. Well, anonymous source told a South Korean-based publication that authorities were handing down at least 6 months in labor training camp to anybody who didn't participate in the organized gathering to mourn the death of Kim Jong. And
what?
And for those who did not participate and cried and didn't seem genuine. Hey, they said there's over 200,000 North Koreans are already in the labor camps, and They're suggesting that there's already been a few thousand already that were sent because they wasn't crying hard enough or didn't fall to the ground like they were supposed to.
So they got sent to labor camp?
They got sent to labor camp. Mm. Yeah, how dare you? You don't fuck with me.
I remember saying it was something wrong with that because, like, why would the guy was really tripping?
Yeah.
He was really tripping. He threw himself on the ground and was punching the ground, and I'm like, oh, this has got to be fake. So, well, I guess that's right.
Yeah, that's why. Because he didn't want to go to the concentration camp. He knew what time it was.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, he was like, hell no. I'm throwing myself. He probably threw his shoulder out and everything. Like, hey, I'm not going to camp. It ain't going down like that.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so that, North Korea, the whole North Korean government, those are my haters of the week.
Mm-hmm. The whole North Korean government. Okay, well, I'm going after somebody a little, just, you know, a smaller group of people this time, but really only one person. A hospice worker, I don't know if I want to say her. I guess I'll say her name. Her name is Tammy Vigil. She's from Colorado. She had been faking cancer since 2008, and she swindled approximately $30,000 out of people for to help her and or aid her in her fight for cancer. One person who was a really good friend of hers actually gave her $12,000. She took her own life savings to save her friend's life, and there was nothing wrong with her. So she is my hater of the century. She's just a word that I describe my disgust for this woman.
The fact that she's a hospice worker, nurse, and you're pretending like you have cancer when you work with people who actually have cancer and you know how serious that is, and you do it for the money, man, I'd spit on your spirit. I'm talking about that deep, deep, deep spit.
That, you know, that hot rat.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That hot spit that you can't even talk about.
Right.
Yeah. So. Anyway, speaking of hot spit. You know, I don't know if anybody know Mark Wahlberg. He was in the news because he made some comments about 9-1-1 while he was promoting his new movie Contraband. And he said, hey, when they asked him about the 9-11, he was saying that, you know, if I was on the plane with my kids, it wouldn't have went down like it did. There would have been a lot of blood in that first class cabin, and then me saying, okay, we're going to land somewhere safely, don't worry. And, of course, families of the 9/11 victims were quick to express their disgust, leading to him to, apologize, saying, I quote, Mark, to speculate about such a situation is ridiculous to begin with, and to suggest I would have done anything differently than the passengers on that plane was irresponsible. And I deeply apologize to the families of the victims that my answers came off as insensitive. It was certainly not my intention.
Okay, so he didn't say he was sorry for saying it. He said, I'm sorry that it affected you the way that it did. I apologize for saying it that way, or for I apologize for you taking it the way that you took it, because that was not my intention. You know, I hate the whole bitch ass apology thing when you say something and then you say you didn't mean to say it at all, right? I don't know. I don't know why I said that. Just a moment of temporary insanity. You know, I was not myself. I took an Ambien that day. It wasn't affecting me the right. But you know, all that bullshit. At least he said, yeah, I said it. I meant to say it, but I didn't mean for you to take it the way that you took it. So,
yeah.
Because, I mean, I've heard a lot of people say really practically the same thing that he said about that moment. And none of us know how we would have really reacted. We like to think we would have reacted in a certain way, but we don't really know, you know. So.
Yeah, I mean, because I think for most folks, they would have said that. I mean, because I know I thought that, like, yeah, if you know the terrorists are taking over the plane, they don't have guns.
Mm-hmm.
I know my first thing was, hey, I'm not, a box cutter ain't going to do it.
Right.
I'm sorry. Me going out, and I know it'll come off as insensitive. I mean, but I think that's a natural reaction by people to say, well, look, I mean, most folks, like, if we all go down, I'm going to go down fighting. I'm not going to.
And that's what they did. You know, so I don't think what he said was insensitive. I really don't. I think that he was just being human. And you know what I'm saying? Saying how he would have reacted. I don't.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people, they want something to talk about so badly that they will latch on to anything, you know, and...
Well, you know, yeah, we talk about that all the time, where people want to talk about stuff that is not necessarily policy that really affects anything really in life.
Right.
People want to be offended just for the sake of being offended.
Right.
You know, I mean, I got another case in point, and this is the serious issue, and it's a 99-year-old man divorcing his wife of 77 years after he discovered she had an affair more than 60 years ago. Now, he discovered romantic letters from his wife to her secret lover during while they were clearing out their apartment in Rome.
Yeah.
And they, you know.
That's so sad.
And the question is, as an individual, anybody who's been in a relationship, and I ask you, 100, if you found out that your husband of 77 years had an affair 60 years ago, do you hold that against them now and I can't be with you?
I can't say if I would or wouldn't, because here's the thing that I think a lot of people are not thinking about. When you lie to somebody that you love, it sets your relationship on a whole different course. And so everything that comes after that is an untruth, you know. So being honest up front is always the best policy, but being 60-some years later, I will probably be really hurt, and it'll probably take me a while to get over it. But, hell, I'm 99 years old. I'm grateful that I can still breathe in and out on my own.
Right. I mean,
that somebody want my whole stinking ass at 99 years old.
Exactly. I'm sitting up there like, I understand he was hurt.
Basically, he just was hurt and he going to change his mind and get back with her. You know what I'm saying? But right now, his pride is hurt, you know?
Yeah, it was 60 years ago.
Yeah. Poor fella.
Yeah,
who's going to help him now? No, he needs somebody to wipe his little booty and all that stuff. I mean.
Wow. You want to wipe the booty?
I mean, come on. When you get old, you do stuff for each other. You know what I'm saying? All that. I mean, he needs somebody there with him to remind him to change his pamper and, you know, take his medication and all of that different kind of stuff.
Speaking of wiping the booty, when you die, you know Facebook has a new app. If I die, it allows you to compose your final message in advance.
That is so just crap. No. Mm-mm.
I agree.
No.
I don't understand. You know, the people who live on social networks where they got to post everything that's happening with them all day, every day. I'm taking the shit. I just wiped my ass. Oh, my God, my eyebrows. I mean, I get when you want to post about something that's going on, but when it's all day, yeah, you need to go outside with humans. And the whole I'm going to post before I die a message on Facebook, really?
That's really, you know, that's just done in poor, that just shows poor taste, no class, just, nah.
Yeah, I thought that was ill, to say the least.
Yeah.
And people can contemplating, you know, doing it, and those individuals who do it, I have to look at you like, what's wrong with you? You got some issues, dog.
Like, yeah, I look at people like that post, you know, all day long anyway, different stuff. Going to work, just came home, about to eat lunch, I'm about to eat dinner, I'm about to cook dinner. This is what I'm cooking for dinner. Just then, then post a picture of it on Facebook. I'm like, what the heck is wrong with y'all? Like, y'all a bunch of lonely ass people. Do something, you know. Take a walk, watch a DVD, do something, you know.
But when the Hacksaw, no, Macho Man Randy Savage said, step into a Slim Jim. Shit.
Do something.
or do like Rupert Murdoch did and just hack into people's phones.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because they settled it. And so he's paying out. And the people like actor Jude Law, he got $200,000. His ex-wife got $120,000. The ex-prime minister got $110,000.
Wait. So the government and stuff is hacking into our stuff, so why can't we get paid?
That's what I'm saying.
They all on my Facebook page trying to see, make sure, you know what I'm saying, make sure I'm not doing nothing wrong. They on my phone. They all over the place. They watching all of us. I don't think, some people think that, like, you have to be, like, a high-profile person to be paid attention to. You really don't. It's like they want to keep everybody under control. It's about managing people, you know, and making sure nobody gets out of line.
And if you think about it, Rupert Murdoch owns Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
He owns quite a few news establishments across the world, because this is over in the UK.
Okay.
No, I mean, we're just talking about the people over in the UK that he was tapping. I mean, and I'm thinking, if he's tapping over in the UK, he damn sure is tapping over here also.
Right.
And he ain't tapping us, he's tapping your phone.
Right. Yeah, pretty much.
And the fact that a lot of people aren't paying attention, I'm like, hey. And he's paying out hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so far it's been 18 cases. They didn't put out a whole. They said it's 37 individuals, and they didn't put out the figures to all 37 individuals. They just were showing the people who got the most money,
or who got something. I bet you somebody got more. I bet you paid somebody millions.
Well,
just name on that list that's not being mentioned, I bet. Very high. Like we said before, you know, the what we were talking about, flying under the radar, and, you know, how they want to keep little secrets. They want to, we're going to fine you for this. You're going to get in trouble for this. But we're going to keep this in our back pocket so we can use it against you later, or so we'll have something to hang over your head so that we can keep you working for us.
Well, it could be. I just think that we had a lot of drama. A lot of people were talking about SOPA and PIPA and. And that is serious, but I'm thinking this wiretapping is something that's been going on for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And it didn't get no love at all. I mean, the people wasn't talking about it here in the press. Like, Rupert Murdoch is only in the UK. Rupert Murdoch owns Fox News.
Mm-hmm. So. And it make you wonder why he picked certain people like Jude Law. Like, what's so interesting about him that you had to take his phone?
He's a celebrity. I mean, you got to understand, it's no different than what J. Edgar Hoover was doing back in the day. I mean, he was tapping whoever was celebrity, and we never know what Jude Law's politics are. He may have some politics that may have deemed him dangerous because he's a public figure.
Right.
You never know.
But it's just also interesting. But anyway.
And while we're debating on that, we're going to go on a break here. We're going to go into one of my favorites, my getting ready for BDP coming here next week. This is Boogie Down Productions. Love's going to get you.
You know, so we want to clear the air and let you all know what time of day it really is. BDP are black revolutionaries, first for humanity, then for the upliftment of Africa. And it goes a little something like this. into it. It sleeps right up and takes you right out.
Together you got a smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Boogie Down Productions, Love's Gonna Get You, off the Edutainment album. My favorite hip-hop songs of all time.
Yeah. And guess what time it is?
Dun, 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 dun. It's time for our dumbasses. Anyway.
I love that. This is so gross.
Generally speaking, our dumbasses are gross.
Yes, they are.
So you want to throw your dumbass of the week out there?
Yeah. My dumbass of the week is the people of the Los Angeles City Council.
Mm.
The reason why they're my dumbass is because they passed a law to requiring all porn sets and all the actors to wear condoms. And they actually believe that this is going to help something or the other. And Ron Jeremy, everybody knows who Ron Jeremy is. He's a veteran porn star. And he said, this is just dirty politics. You know, you can't micromanage adults, the sexual relationship with adults. And that's basically what they're trying to do. They're trying to use this as, I guess, you know, political leverage, so to speak. But there's another guy who doesn't feel that way. He feels that it's a good idea because he was in the porn industry for 4 months. Within a four-month period, he was clean, he was being tested, and he was doing what he was supposed to do, but he had oral sex with a woman and got mouth gonorrhea and had oral sex with the guy, and because he had the gonorrhea from the girl, it weakened his immune system, and when he was doing the male-on-male porn and had the oral sex with the male, the guy had AIDS and gave him AIDS through his mouth.
All righty then.
Within a 4 month period. He had been tested, turned around, and he said, thank God he didn't have sex with any women in between the time where it was the guy and him, you know. He said, or he would have given it to the girl. So he was basically saying he feels it's a good idea. Ron Jeremy is fighting this all the way. He says it's dirty politics. To me, I think it's a dumbass idea. You cannot spend taxpayers' money to make grown-ass people do something that they don't want to do. So that's why they're my dumbasses.
Well, that and the fact that it's more government telling folks what to do when it's supposed to be the exact opposite. People are supposed to tell government as opposed to government telling people.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, of course, that is not a positive commercial for oral sex.
Right, of course.
I just wanted to say that. Anyway.
Wow.
My dumb ass is the New Zealand English rugby team who threw Martin Henderson, one of the, I think they want to be called little people. He was thrown out. You know how they do that, them dwarf tossing contests. It's not just a Florida thing. They do it in New Zealand also. So he grabs homie and he throws him, and he's partially paralyzed because of it.
So he wanted to be thrown. He got thrown.
No. He didn't want to be thrown.
Oh.
Yeah. He was at the bar chilling, minding his own business, when a drunken stranger picked him up and threw him.
Said, hey, throwing midgets is legal now. Wing, and throw him, and then now the guy's paralyzed.
Yeah, well, he has nerve damage in his back.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I wonder if he was one of the people that was for the midget tossing, though.
Well, remember, the vote, that was in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
In New Zealand, see, the only people who are supporting throwing dwarfs are non-dwarfs.
I'm just trying to figure out, why is it even entertaining to throw dwarfs around?
Well, I mean, because that's saying, like, they're not people. Which
so cruel.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's beyond not cruel. You just see somebody's like, I'm going to throw him because it'd be funny.
Because he's little. I'm going to pick him up and throw his little ass.
Right.
That's just mean as hell.
Right. It's horrible. Actually, it's just like, you just, yeah, I'm gonna throw him. That's it. I don't get that. I don't see where the joy is in that. And, you know, I hope a snake bites you. And I gotta stop wishing this stuff on.
You gotta stop with the wishing, okay?
Yeah, we not gonna. It's inhumane, right. You know. But speaking of inhumane, the Pakistani Prime Minister Jilani, who is standing in contempt rather than reopen a corruption case that the president of Pakistan was already found guilty of in 2003, is the president Zardari was I can't pronounce the name, and I guess it don't matter. He was found guilty of money laundering by a Swiss court in 2003, and Pakistan, the government of Pakistan, begged that it would be dropped. Now, the people in Pakistan want him out. They want charges filed against him for money laundering. And the prime minister is refusing to reopen the charges because he probably got some of that money.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going contempt of court because he doesn't want to reopen the charges. He doesn't want to charge the president, you know, because he's like, well, no real excuse. and my thing in this is 100. People are so casual with politicians and them being corrupt. I mean, we take it for granted.
Right.
I mean, I'm not even, no, because we politicians, we can't hold each other accountable. So if we hold him accountable, then shit, one day you're going to want me to be accountable.
Right.
We can't have that.
That's horrible.
Right. I mean, and I bring it up because, you know, it's in Pakistan, but here in America, we have the same kind of politicians. And it's all the same. They take millions of dollars, but they'll talk about people on welfare. But when they get money for free, that's welfare also.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not put out as welfare. It's sort of like, you know, slavery. That old slavery that's supposed to be gone. I'm reading about cocoa workers on the Ivory Coast who child labor laws violated. They're working for free. They're working 16, 17, 18 hours. And we all know about the blood diamond, the gold mine, the child prostitution out there.
Right.
It's slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody won't say it. But I think we've talked about this how many times? 100?
About 10 times, probably. Right.
I'm working for free. All I get is basically food and so-called shelter.
Maybe.
Rice and crickets. And that's slavery.
Right.
It still go on. I mean, we blinging because of slavery.
Point.
If you rocking your diamonds, your gold, all these Apple, I mean, all this stuff that we have is by slavery. Period, point blank. It used to be your clothes with the cotton. Now they done stepped it up to another level.
Right. Come on. Yes. You were so right.
Wow.
It kills me how people did. They just love to look down on one another. You ain't got this. You won't have what I have. But you know what? That's fine. I would rather you have it so that you can be possibly responsible for killing thousands of little boys and little girls just so you can rock these diamonds and this watch and this chain. And I don't want none of that. I'm good. I'm cool.
As I keep saying, because, you know, we in Martin Luther King week, and everybody keep talking about that Martin Luther King had a dream, and I keep saying it's not about white people and black people sharing a smoothie. It's about fighting against oppression. Until folks understand that oppression there means that oppression can be here, we ain't never going to get nowhere. Not just holding hands, singing Kumbaya.
Marching.
Yeah, and on that note, I'm for Miss 100%, I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word, and we are, of course, Smooth Drama. And we're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.